Hi everyone, this is Analia and this is the Sisters Creations RGV Show, the podcast where we talk about making your home more beautiful and functional, home decor, recipes, being a mom, and so much more. Welcome. Today's topic is, what does a cup of coffee mean to you? Jeez, what does it mean? Okay, let's start. Well, what is a cup of coffee? A cup of coffee may mean different things for different people. But for me, I will tell you, it means hello and good morning. Glad to be here. Now, I am not a morning person, and my husband and son can attest to that. I never have been. But after that warm cup of coffee goodness, wow, my world changes. It does. My world completely changes. My outlook changes. My attitude changes completely. Now, I know not everyone drinks coffee, and I didn't drink coffee until my mid-30s when our son came into our lives 10 years ago. So, yeah, it's just, you know, I never needed it, and I never really quite developed a taste for it when I was younger. I found it bitter and not very tasty. And I even added sugar and cream like my mother, my grandmother actually used to do for us kids when we wanted to taste it and feel all grown up. I remember actually sleeping at my grandma's, and in the morning she would make a little bit of coffee for us, and it was really more milk and sugar than coffee, but we felt so grown up drinking it in an actual cup, you know, a real cup. And it was so much fun. My sister and I remember that all the time. So that was really cool. But yeah, you kind of wonder, you know, what is it about that cup of coffee in the morning? For me, the mornings are so, so busy. And I get up and I make sure everybody's got their stuff, my husband, my son. I make a breakfast at home before he leaves to school. And I start up the coffee, or my husband usually makes it when I'm doing breakfast. He makes the coffee, and that's kind of like our little deal. And he makes the best coffee. And when he's not making it, I'm going to use a Keurig. But he likes to grind and brew, and we just love coffee. And one of the things that I notice is I don't drink my cup until everyone's left. And everybody's out the door by 7:45. At 7:45, when I've said our goodbyes and backpacks are in the car and my husband's gone with the baby and he's taking him to school, I sit back, I breathe. I like to read a little passage, a little inspirational passage, religious sometimes. And then that's when I enjoy my cup of coffee. And it's amazing. And that's pretty much when I can say, okay, world, I'm here. And I can have a better day after that. I can have a better day after those first few sips of coffee. And I am not a really big coffee drinker. I usually just have your normal cup in the morning, and I'll be fine with that. But I want a good cup of coffee. And, you know, like I said before, I just never really had an appreciation for it until later on. And another way that I got into the whole coffee thing was a few years ago, we took a family trip to Costa Rica, and that was a really big influence in my taste for coffee. And trust me, there is a huge difference in Costa Rican coffee and I'm sure other coffees from all over other parts of the world. But we visited a coffee plantation and got educated in the differences in coffee growth and production, and it was an amazing experience. We learned about the beans and how they are and the quality and what you do to them and what they do to them, and you know how you make that delicious coffee in the morning and how it all goes, how it all, before you get it at the grocery store, wherever you buy your coffee from, you know, all of that. And it was so neat, and the smell was amazing. And from after that trip, we were just so into the smell of coffee in the morning, and it just totally makes our day. It really does. My husband is a big coffee drinker. He will take his thermos, and that's what he takes to work every day. You know, he has a cup at home, and then he takes his thermos home with him, and I guess he drinks it on the drive, and whenever he's going to get to work, he finishes that off. But he really loves his coffee. And so, you know, one of the things that, you know, I feel, or what I wanted to know is, I know what it means to me, but what does it mean for others? And I've actually asked that question, and I've asked it to many, and I have found some amazing answers, and I really wanted to share that with you today. And so some of the answers that I got back were, what is coffee? I asked the question, what does coffee mean to you? What does a cup of coffee mean to you? And somebody, and several people have answered, it's a cup of warm goodness. And I thought, that's a neat way to say it. A cup of warm goodness. And I've asked others, and some have answered that it reminds them of home. It reminds them of being home. Wherever home is, whether that was home when you were a kid, or home now, or home when you get home from work, or home where you live. So it's amazing that it reminds some people of home. And I guess that's a comfort. So coffee, home, comfort. Amazing. And then for some, I asked, and some of them even mentioned that it reminds them of memories of loved ones. Maybe drinking a cup of coffee with your mom or your dad or your grandma or your grandpa or someone, an aunt, some family member or loved one, some family member or a loved one, that's what it reminds them of. Other people answered that it gives them energy, and I guess because of the caffeine, that makes sense. For some, it gives them a boost, and that's, you know, that's true for me too. You know, it's a little boost. And also, I understand from studies, there's been studies out there that it gets the blood moving. And so other studies have found that coffee is a potent source of helpful antioxidants, which is why a lot of people have been drinking coffee for years. And they find that it helps them in so many ways other than the feeling good aspect of it. But I've also read and researched that smelling coffee makes you less stressed. So that is so neat. And normally I only drink coffee in the morning. I only drink coffee in the morning. But there's been times where I stop at Starbucks, and I love tea also. And I'll stop for like an afternoon tea. Or some kind of a refreshing, you know, cold tea on a hot day. And I'll walk in Starbucks and it smells amazing. And then I come out there and I'm like all pumped and woo, and it's like, whoa. And I really do think that it has to do with a little stress reliever. That smell is a feel-good smell, and it does help, you know, the brain in some way or the other in a good way. So that's an interesting topic as well. And, you know, other people have told me that, and I guess they've researched this or their doctors have told them, but that coffee is good for their liver. And of course, many people have told me that coffee makes them happy, makes me happy. So I can totally relate to that. And of course, for others, it's a relaxer. It relaxes them. I don't know the relaxing part, because I'm thinking that it gives me energy and a boost. I don't know about relaxing, but maybe since it's also a stress reliever, it does relax some. You know, everybody's different. Another one, and I guess the one that I see the most, is a lot of people say that coffee for them is to socialize. And that is to socialize with others. It's a gathering, kind of like, let's have coffee or let's go for coffee. You know, people have been doing that for a long time. You know, I would hear my aunts when I was a little girl, let's go for coffee at so-and-so's house. And all the ladies would gather around during the day to have some coffee and chit-chat. So It's been something that's been going around for a long time, but it is a way to gather people and socialize. I can totally see that. And one of my favorite things that I have found, and a lot of people that I ask, because, you know, I do have that Mexican American culture background, and that is a lot of people say that it's part of their merienda. And there are still a lot of people today that have that merienda. Well, what is a merienda? And a merienda in Spanish is merienda, but in English, it's like an afternoon snack. It's like a mid-afternoon snack before dinner. And people usually will have some kind of something sweet and a cup of coffee. And even at work, people do this. So it's kind of like that, you know, right before you're kind of crashing, you know, right before 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock comes around and it's time to wrap it up. You need that little pick-me-up. Some people will use it for that. So it's really interesting. And it's just been such a cool topic to talk about. And I love taking pictures of my cup of coffee, whether I'm outside sitting down or whether I'm reading the paper or I'm gathering my thoughts. I love pictures of coffee because it's a feel good for me, and I love to take pictures of it and share it on social media with all my friends and followers. And, you know, it's just a neat thing to talk about. But I find that coffee is an interesting topic, and I guess it's just how a lot of us start our day. And the older that I get, I guess I get more appreciative of it. And so I just wanted to share that with you all. And so it's been so interesting to discuss coffee that right now I think I'll go grab another cup and enjoy the rest of my day. It's been so fun to explore about it and explore what a cup of coffee can mean to others. And I hope that you enjoyed it as much as I did. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. Follow me on Instagram and check out my website, www.sisterscreationsrgv.com, and to see the latest posts on home decor, kids, recipes, and more. And don't forget to shop on my Facebook page for that gorgeous front door wreath or any other of the Sisters Creations home decor products. Thanks for tuning in.